AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Chicago Mayor Rahm Emanuel has fired Police Commissioner Gary McCarthy and announced the formation of a civilian review panel to take a look at the police department in the wake of the outcry over the 2014 police shooting death of Laquan McDonald and the lengthy delay in releasing a dash cam video of his death.
These five leaders have extensive experience investigating police misconduct or representing victims of police misconduct.
Family of another man fatally shot by Chicago police in 2014 is demanding city officials release squad car video of that shooting. Michael Oppenheimer is a lawyer for Ronald Johnson's family.
There's a video. This took place 8 days before the Laquan McDonald shooting. We filed a federal civil rights lawsuit in federal court. The city went to court and obtained a protective order saying that we cannot release the video.
Chicago police said the 25-year-old was armed and pointed a gun at an officer when he was shot and killed. Defense Secretary Ash Carter says U.S. Special Operations Forces are going to be far more active in Iraq and Syria. Tells the House Armed Services Committee putting more special forces in Iraq will put the leaders of the militant group on notice.
You don't know at night who's going to be coming in the window. And that's the sensation that we want all of ISIL's leadership and followers to have.
Carter says the U.S. is expanding its attacks on the militants' leadership and sources of revenue, particularly oil. President Obama says parts of the global warming deal being negotiated in Paris need to have the force of law.
The process, the procedures that ensure transparency and periodic reviews, that needs to be legally binding, and that's going to be critical.
Obama's heading back to Washington. Negotiators have another couple of weeks to hammer out an agreement in Paris. This is AP Radio News. Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton takes part in events marking the 60th anniversary of Rosa Parks' refusal to give up her seat on a bus in Montgomery, Alabama. In her speech, Clinton said there's something wrong when so many black men are not with their families.
Right now, an estimated 1.5 million black men are missing from their families and communities because of incarceration and premature death.
Parks' arrest on December 1, 1955, sparked the 381-day boycott of Montgomery buses by blacks to protest segregated seating. Health officials say fewer cases of diabetes are being diagnosed in U.S. adults. Diabetes had been climbing for decades, driven up by the surging obesity rates in this country. 2009, number of new cases reached 1.7 million. Last year, it dropped to 1.4 million. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.